Welcome to Monday Motivations. My name is Steve Stavs, Africa's pro biohacker, and I'm here to serve you by inspiring and empowering you to a life of thriving, helping you optimize your mind, your body, soul, and spirit in order for you to glorify God by living out the good works that God has prepared for you in advance. And God has created all of us with unique talents and gifts. But like many promises from the Word of God, there are faith-filled conditions that you need to apply in your life. And for you to live out your unique calling, you need a healthy, strong, and resilient body. And today, I want to talk about light and darkness. And from Genesis 1:3, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning, the first day. Everything God made was good. And your light diet is so important for your health. Your light diet is the type of light that you expose your body to. Are you indoors mainly absorbing what I call junk or artificial light? That is the light that comes from LEDs, fluorescents, and halogens, basically man-made light. Because the light you consume is fundamental to your well-being. In fact, your light consumption is the greatest determinant of how healthy your circadian rhythm or circadian biology is. What did you say, Steve? Yes, circadian is a word that comes from two Latin words, circa meaning around and diem meaning day. People rarely get sick when their circadian biology has been disrupted. The science clearly states that shift workers have up to a 35% increase of getting cancer. Wow, isn't that huge? God created light and darkness for all of creation's well-being, including for you and me. And as brilliant as the Industrial Revolution was and still is, most of us frequently break God's laws of what we should be doing during the day and night. I'm sure most of you know how fundamentally important your sleep is. Well, how is your circadian biology? The processes and hormones and bodily functions that should happen at the right time, because timing is so important. You should feel tired, relaxed, peaceful at night before you sleep, when hormones like melatonin need to be released. While in the morning, you were created to be rested, energized, and ready to take on the day. The release of cortisol in the early morning was created by God to get you up in the morning and, yes, feeling vibrant. Do you honor and respect your circadian rhythm? For most of my life, I was so unaware of this crucial aspect of our health. So please, please start thinking about your day and night habits and routines. My own story may help you understand more about light and darkness and how it is related to your health and performance. It seems that the world never sleeps and technology has filled many of our nighttime activities. I'm so grateful for the advancements of tech, but there's such a shadow side to it. Like most things in our life, it needs to be carefully managed. In 2015, I experimented with my daily early morning and nighttime routines, trying to optimize my circadian biology, and oh wow, did it change my life. My greatest feedback was that my early mornings transformed from tired, sluggish, and a coffee-needing experience to feeling rested with boundless energy. Not always, of course, especially when my miracle daughter was born in 2016, and those of you who are parents out there know what happens to your sleep when you have a newborn. God created natural light, the sun, in order for our bodies to thrive. Respect the sun, don't look directly into it, and never allow your skin to burn. But, your entire body was created to absorb sunlight. Your eye and every part of your skin has light-receiving receptors. Remember, it's always dose-dependent. I often give this example of water. Healthy spring water is so good for your body, but if you had to drink 25 liters of healthy water in a day, that would seriously be unhealthy. In other words, it's dose dependent. It's the same with sunlight. When sunlight enters the eye, it hits the optic nerve that sets off a cascade in the brain. Your brain needs sunlight, and lack of sunlight is associated with autoimmune disorders. While it boosts immunity, sunlight actually upregulates your immune cells. And thirdly, sunlight may also decrease symptoms of pain and anxiety. Light literally has a drug effect on the brain. When light hits the eye, it travels up the optic nerve and stimulates the production of the most important happy hormone called serotonin. This neurotransmitter plays an important part in functions such as mood, social behavior, appetite, digestion, sleep, memory, and sexual desire. Oh, wow. Yes, God, you've created us to live in nature. So what can you start doing today? Well, number one, use candles, red globes, and incandescent globes at night, especially 2 hours before you sleep. These hacks limit the amount of blue and green light, which disrupts your sleep and circadian rhythm. Ensure that your room that you sleep in is totally dark. It's so important for your sleep quantity and quality. Expose your eyes and skin to as much morning sunlight as you can without sunglasses. Sunglasses prevent healthy UV and infrared light from entering your eye and brain. Melatonin is first made in the eye in the morning, waiting to be released at night. The morning sunlight does set your circadian rhythm. And fourthly, try to live as much as you can outdoors. If you want more sleep and circadian biology information, in fact, hours of it, simplified by international experts, listen to my podcast, The Made to Thrive Show, on your preferred platform. The link will be in the description below. All our podcasts are also on YouTube. Just search my channel called Steve Stavs. I'd so love to hear from you. Please send me your feedback or any questions by WhatsApping me, Steve Stavs, to 064-871-0308. And we'll put that number in the description on the website. So delight in your purpose and always be surrounded.